Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
With that, we'll go to questions first from Tim Sullivan and then to Shannon. Tim, you're muted.
And James Strebel.
Still muted.
A lot of people would be excited about that, Tim.
I'll give him just a moment here. There we go. I think I can hear you, maybe. Hello. Shannon's trying to help him, or we'd go to Shannon. Yeah, still don't have you. I'm sorry.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Is that our guy, Tim Sullivan?
Every game.
Oh, Timmy, yes. Yeah. No, he's having trouble with the mute button.
Wednesday night, he wasn't able to answer questions, so they gave him plenty of time. They did. Kenny Klein gave him plenty of time. He just couldn't get through.
Hey, reminder, Louisville Seton Hall, they're in action right now. Well, tied at halftime, right? It's 38-38, tied at halftime. I don't know if we want to go out to Patty Ice live from the Yum Center or not. I guess we can.
Yeah.
Post-game coverage coming up directly following the game. Excuse me, on all stations here, 680, 105.7, 93.9, The Ville. Should remind you, plenty of action on Sunday. We have Titans-Colts on Sunday. Ravens-Steelers has moved back to Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
That has moved back to Tuesday night. I might go in and try to pick up another football game. We shall see.
Oh,
so
there we go.
We'll have play-by-play Bears and Packers Sunday Night Football. We'll have all of that. The NFL on ESPN Louisville is presented by Caesar Southern Indiana, Papa John's, UPS Jobs, BJ Heating and Cooling, Coil Chevrolet, and BetRivers.com. And then also on Sunday, Kentucky-Richmond postgame at about 3 o'clock or so. We'll have that here on 680-105.7. All right, so Crean crushed an entire pizza. You know, people do not think that was good radio. I'm not worried about that today.
No.
Either way, Crean, how are you feeling after that commercial break?
I'm feeling a lot better right now. I've recovered pretty quickly. Unfortunately, I have eaten way too much, way too many times. So
no tum-tum issues.
Yeah, no. I'll probably have a little heartburn later, but that'll be it.
Well, get some Pepsi AC.
Yeah, exactly.
Clear that right up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would say not probably. I would say yes, you would. I would say affirmative. That will be the case.
Yes.
Let's see here. I just wanted to bring this up real quick, and we'll have the mixtape coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. I figured it'd be worth bringing this up that, you know, I found interesting, I think it was Brett McMurphy from Stadium, mm-hmm. who started the conversation. I think he added a little bit of legitimacy, and I can't say that word. I don't know why I went for that word, to this conversation that Kentucky and Louisville could face off in a bowl game.
Right.
And so obviously this year with teams that, you know, right now I think there's a chance Kentucky and Louisville both don't go to a bowl game.
Sure.
I think the number of bowl games, quite frankly, that are going to not exist this year. You had a couple today, including the Pinstripe Bowl there in New York City, that there's just not going to be the games. There's not the normal back and forth where, you know, people coming down for a week or a couple days or a weekend or, you know, whatever it may be. The fan fest, and you're doing a bunch of good stuff in the community, and it is an event. And when we talk about the bowl games, it's because of you get that time. It's not only because Kentucky gets to play Virginia Tech. Tech, you know, getting a fight before the game with Virginia Tech.
Right.
It has nothing to – I mean, it has something to do with that. And there are football – you know, there are valuable items there. I'm not poo-pooing those things away. And to me, that would be the number one take. If Kentucky and or Louisville don't get all those extra practices, mm-hmm. we could see that both teams sure could use those extra practices.
100%.
I mean, Mac Jones.
Yeah. From
Mac
Alabama?
Jones. No, not Mac Jones. Bo Allen. Bo Allen, Joey Gatewood. You're telling me they couldn't use the reps? You're telling me, you know, these young guys that are going to have to play next year for Louisville, coaches can't tell us that those things matter so much, and then when they don't, we just
move
them away.
Yeah.
But my thing is, so I don't know if both of them will have the wins, and I mean that to be attractive enough for a bowl game. I don't know any of this, okay? But it is, of course, I would love to see them playing a bowl game. Mm-hmm. I do not think it's going to happen. Of course, I would love to see it happen. But my overall point would be this. The loser of this game, in the game, if they played it, it would mean, in the grand scheme
nothing.
Of this, nothing. But one team could absolutely, Strieble, and you know this, could absolutely build / save their entire crap season, you know, especially if these teams finish by, you know, getting pounded by Florida. If Louisville loses the next two, hell, maybe even one game, you look at it, and if you beat your rival, it would give you something tangible to take into the offseason.
To feel good about.
Would it mean that I would look at Kentucky or Louisville differently for next year and say, well, now that Kentucky beat Scott Satterfield in Louisville, or now that Louisville beat this terrible Kentucky team, I think parts of these teams, including Kentucky, have packed it away.
Yeah.
Now they have packed it away. If they did play, the funny thing about it is, in a season that has been disappointing, the loser of that game.
Oof. That's not a good spot to be
in. That's a bad spot to be in.
Bad spot.
Because now you end the year and it's over and you got COVID and you have all the excuses and it's just that's the way it is. If Louisville loses to Wake Forest, of course it's going to be disappointing. If Kentucky loses to South Carolina with no coaching staff and guys opting out and everything else, of course it's going to be ridiculous.
Bad.
Like, we know what the reaction is, but it's not losing to your rival.
Right.
It's not that. Okay, it's not that. And so you would just fizzle, in my opinion, you would just kind of float or fizzle into the offseason,
yeah.
And it would just kind of end there, and the narratives of COVID, guys opted out, you know, fire Eddie Grant, and all of those narratives that we are hearing now would just float the next couple weeks. Carly Jones is doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's – but by the way, Carly Jones is the best player on their team, and it's right now it's not close.
It really isn't. I mean, no one else is. I don't know. Samuel Williamson has been pretty darn good. Called the charge. Ooh. I guess
Chris. That big bearded white guy. Look at that.
Yeah.
Dwight Schrute looking guy on
Seton
Hall. Yeah, but like if Satterfield lost this game, if Satterfield, like, if ever lost the next two, who knows about bowl, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
Let's say Louisville goes 1-1, you know, somehow they match them up, whatever it may be, and they lose to Stoops. You add that with losing to Stoops last year.
And
you add
year.
That to South Carolina and that talk that Louisville fans, I'm sure, are still irked by.
Sure.
Okay? That suddenly makes this offseason worse than if you played the game. And so I don't even know what the number would be for that game. I think Kentucky, there are some guys on Kentucky that have packed it in.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely packed it in.
I think there might be an entire side of the football that has packed it in. And I'm not talking about the offense. I'm talking defensively. What you saw Kentucky do against Alabama in the second half, just lay down. I mean, that's not something you want to see. And if Kentucky lost to Louisville, that would be the all-time anti-Mark Stoops moment. If they lose that bad Louisville team that's only 3 or 4 wins, and if that's
I think they would.
I think 100%. They're already
Kentucky,
tired of them
right now. I
think
Kentucky would win the game. I think if you're Kentucky and you're Mark Stoops,
yeah,
you do everything possible as the SEC to push to play this game. because I think Mark Stoops, who at times has got his team ready for the Louisville game, would be able to convince the running game, and Terry Wilson would be, and the defense. I mean, listen, Mikael Cunningham turns the ball over. Malik Cunningham turns the ball over all the time. I think he could rally the guys for a game. I think he could rally the guys for a Music City Bowl and trick Kentucky fans. I absolutely, just like when John Calipari loses in March, he sits down at the press conference and says, well, damn, I got some guys coming in now. I got next year, I got some guys. I mean, when he lost that game to Indiana, they had that good team the next year.
Yeah.
And he was all over, like, hey, next year. Cal can sell it down the river with the recruiting and, you know, get one grad transfer, have a guy like Keon Brooks decide to come back. And I think Stoops would be able to sell it to a bigger part of the fan base than you want to believe. Two wins at the end, beat up on South Carolina, beat up on Louisville to end the year. I absolutely think it would trick more people, and it would, on the flip side, the reaction on the Satterfield side would be super interesting.
It
would be more interesting, Lincoln, than the Kentucky side.
Sure. No, I will disagree with you at the point that you think that more people would be tricked by that. There would be people tricked by that. But I think
if they went out there and looked good and ran up and down the field on Louisville's defense,
I'm saying if they lost that game and Mark Stoops came out and was like, well, next year, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, I don't think people would fall for it. Cal's able to do that because Cal usually delivers when he talks about next year, I got dudes coming in. He usually delivers on that. Mark Stoops hasn't really delivered on that. There's only been one season where he really had dudes coming in. Outside of that, people aren't, I'm telling you, if they went and they played that bowl game against Louisville and lost it, I think Kentucky fans would be more than not off the Mark Stoops bandwagon.
No,
if they lost that game.
I think the loser would be in a rough spot. And I say rough spot. Look at that up and under by Dre Davis.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, man.
He flexed. Is that Jay Crowder?
Is that Jay Crowder out there? Yeah.
The Louisville's bench. Ain't Gahan ain't getting off of it.
I was going to say, has he played 1 minute? I don't know.
I got asked by your buddy Tank the Stank if you want a beer after the show or you got to go home.
I'm going to go home.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's right. What do you have to do tonight? What are you and Nana doing?
Just relaxing. You know, I'm just going to hang out, and I'm going to turn on some football. I haven't watched a second of Pac-12 football this season, so I might watch Oregon State is what I'm going to do.
You haven't watched any Pac-12
football? No, Pac-12.
You're thirsting for some Pac-12 football?
Well, if it's on tonight, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit
here. Football
Friday. You don't want any bougie free beer? You just want to go home?
Yeah, I'm just going to go home.
Okay.
Eat a couple slices of leftover turkey and you know, just give that an hour to settle before I drink. Doesn't that sound appealing?
Oh, man. Look at your – I just – whatever.
What?
Crane, you laughing back there. A couple slices of turkey.
Yeah, a couple slices.
Yeah, let it digest for an hour.
Yeah, and then I'll – a
couple slices.
By the way, I just hit my Liberty bet one earlier. Suck on that, Hannigan.
There you go.
By the way, Mitch, terrible betting this weekend.
Again.
I told him to take the Texans line
over. Mitchell Hannigan.
He didn't listen. I told him to take the
You're
Texans.
Trying to help
him. He didn't listen. He just won't listen.
He won't.
He just will not listen. He's bragging to us about starting Deshaun Watson in his fantasy league. I'm like, you're the guy that didn't start Deshaun Watson in your fantasy league.
Yeah,
like,
normally.
Like, we know to do that. You're the one that doesn't.
Yes.
Like, we know to do that.
Well, I have Deshaun Watson and I have Tua. I think I'm gonna go on a limb and take Deshaun Watson this week. Like, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, he got 40 points. Good pick.
Crane, how's your belly feeling?
I'm feeling good.
He sounds good.
Yeah,
he sounds good.
Chipper.
Has any family member reached out to you?
No.
Okay, that's good.
So your mom hasn't texted or
well, I mean, mom and dad that knew because they were listening on Wednesday, so they knew that this was going to be a thing.
Gotcha.
Oh, I'm nervous.
They're not happy, are they? I never want to. No offense,
I
never. Yeah, I don't want to meet them again.
Yeah.
I met the father once or twice.
He
I can't do it. I couldn't even look at Crane's mom right now. I'd be so scared.
Like, what have you done to my son?
Yeah. I'd be blamed.
You'd
I would
be the bad guy.
I would be COVID.
Yeah.
That's what
he
I would
be COVID.
I would be COVID for, you know, teams just blame it on, well, we had a bad season, well, we had COVID.
Yeah.
Like, I would be blamed on all of the
Jack ate a whole pizza.
The lack of vegetables and lack of nutrients and calories that he
isn't
taking.
Instead of encouraging Crane to lose weight, we're encouraging Crane to crush an entire pizza.
I do have a video where you did those push-ups a year or two ago with Big Easy.
That was bad.
Man, your butt crack was hanging out, dude.
Yeah.
It was a full moon, brother.
I'd argue that was probably more embarrassing than this.
No, you just got free pizza.
No, I was saying this wasn't embarrassing because I got free pizza. The push-ups was embarrassing because I couldn't do push-ups and my butt crack hanging out on the internet.
I couldn't do push-ups either,
Crane. Don't feel bad.
No, I can't. No one's doing push-ups.
Not around here.
Can anyone but Diener at the station do push-ups?
I bet Rummage could.
Speaking of pull-ups, I mean, your boy Jared Stillman, every time he works out, he goes right to Instagram.
Oh, he does pull-ups?
Oh, yeah, he does pull-ups. I don't think I've ever done a full pull-up in my life.
I'll tell you right now, I've never done a full pull-up. I thought he's a fat kid.
Kareen,
fat
have you
kid.
Ever done a full pull-up?
No, I have not, and my dad is listening, and he texts me saying my mom's playing Mahjong right now.
Oh, I should know what that is. What is that?
It's a game.
Thank you for that. Yes, I thought it was heavy metal.
No,
that's a video game. Yes, I know it's a game.
Yes,
what's the game? What is the game?
It's
though?
Like with Chinese tiles.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. I've never played it. My mom likes it.
Is she playing a solo or?
No. I think she's playing. She has a group that in normal times would meet and come together at someone's house and play it. But I think now they're playing it over Zoom. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Nice little afternoon for her. I like that. Yeah. As long as she's not scolding
a nice little afternoon for her.
As long as I'm not being scolded by your mom, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
Ethan's
home right now, so he's been. Even though he's normally the favorite child, he's been taking the scoldings lately, which has been nice.
That's good.
Oh, he's
you.
Back from Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, I told you he's home for the next month or so.
Oh yeah, the next month or so, absolutely. Yeah.
Is he jealous of your pad in the basement and your TV setup? I saw that setup the other night, by the way, when you posted that.
Oh
looks
yeah,
looks good.
Thanks. I like it down there. I basically live down there. It's great. But yeah, it was actually his idea, so he's not really jealous of it. He's more happy that he had the idea of me doing it and that
Do you lock the door so he can't get down there?
Yeah, is there a locking of the door capability? It's a good question. Yeah.
There's not. It stinks, but... but
he can't have everything.
Yeah, but you know what? I usually don't get bothered. I usually don't bother my parents when they don't want me bothering them, so it works out for the most part.
Let's take a break. Are you ready for the mixtape? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Are you feeling good? All right, well, let's go. Let's pause. We'll take a break. Our last one, and we'll get the mixtape popping. 437-9680, hanging out here in the Mobile Papa John Studios. Quick break mixtape next year on this Friday.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texter says David Johnson is more known than any Kentucky player.
Nobody knows who David Johnson is outside of Louisville fans. Nobody cares. He had one good game against Duke. Bravo. Good for you. Good for you.
And James Strebel.
Texter says David Johnson's better than BJ Boston.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so Louisville leads by 7, about 15 and a half to go. Louisville looking good here, 46-39. Louisville Twitter is all over your boy Dre Davis.
Oh, yeah, I saw. Yeah.
Wait until Kentucky loses to Richmond and
they're not gonna lose
see you
to
pivot
Richmond.
All around here. I cannot pivoting. Wait for that. I have There's no idea anyone
still
on Richmond.
Plenty of time left in this game.
Yeah, we'll see. sports being back, you know, football, college, basketball, you got to have the best TV setup. It's a perfect time to do it right now. The holidays are here, and it's RGB Theaters. You can find them online, rgbhometheaters.com. They price match the big box stores, and they'll get you set up. Man caves, you know, basement, living room, TV, projectors, complete theaters, outdoor setups, security setups, and much more. It is RGB Theaters. Again, find them online today. Get a free estimate and see all the ways they can help you at rgbhometheaters.com. Carino, I guess you let me know whenever we are ready here to dive into the mixtape.
I'm ready to go.
You ready to go? What are you doing this weekend, Crane? Anything?
I'm watching basketball tonight. I'm working here all day tomorrow and working here all afternoon Sunday. So get those hours.
There you go. So Sunday, it's both. Does Louisville play too?
Yeah, Louisville plays at 6, I believe, on Sunday.
Oh, so there we go. Okay.
God, I can't remember with all the schedules changing. Louisville, the women's team, I mean, Jeff Wall says they've had 4 games canceled.
I know, man. It's bad.
Four games
and
canceled.
One of those against UConn. I mean,
ridiculous.
Yeah, he was looking forward to that big time UConn
matchup. You think so?
He
and Gino. They're boys.
They are.
All right, Carino, well, let's get it ready here. It is the mixtape. We do this every Friday. We shall see how Kareem does here, and it's all presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic on Bishop's Lane. Who's injured, by the way?
Samuel Williamson.
Was that Sam, Sam Williams?
Yeah.
690-2800, hightowermens.com. Go to the website. Find out everything they have to offer. You don't have to live with ED. It's a serious condition for men of all ages, and they can help you and find out how at hightowermens.com. No shots, no creams, no pills. Experience better performance, improved confidence, and an overall better life, and do so with Hightower Men's Clinic. Again, 690-2800, hightowermens.com. All right, let's go, Kareem.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
Ah, there we go. It's not today. It's Jack Grossman. By the way, we need to see what's wrong with Sam. Was that a, was that ink?
I don't know.
Oh, that ain't good.
Yeah. Had to go to the locker room. That's not good.
Let's go for sound.
That team was looking 3 to 4 wins straight in the face, not in the puss, in the face.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it. That's the thing. And a lot of the fans were noting, and even Matty Bangs, you know, even quoted this, saying that, you know.
Quoting Matty Bangs?
I'm just saying, whatever you want.
For Louisville fan base? What is he, the authority of fans around the country? We got to clear
I'm just saying.
To go Matt Jones?
Wow.
Why y'all keep playing that guy's press conference? Excuse my language.
Oh.
Hit the dub button.
Sorry.
Keep them coming here on the mixtape on this Friday.
I was doing the Veterans Parkway horseshoe, which we would usually do. Not many
Veterans
people were
Parkway
out.
Horse- so. What'd you say? What
was that? Whoa!
Horseshoe, Dad.
V show.
I don't want to hear him complain ever again about not getting enough balls. He's a disgrace. You know, if you're going to pipe your mouth open, you know, and want the ball, catch the ball when it's thrown to you, dude.
Who's he talking about
Hollywood
there?
Hollywood Brown?
Yep, Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood Brown. I should have done. I was thinking on Louisville. I'm like, who would get this angry if Des Fitzpatrick dropped a football?
That's what it was, Hollywood Brown.
Keep them coming on the mixtape. Louisville leads by 10. It's all presented by Hightower Men's Clinic. Keep them.
That's where I sit with the Satterfield thing. I think he's a good coach. I think it's, you know, his results at App State were pretty good. And I you know, loved what he did with the team last year. I don't necessarily hold what's going on with the team this year completely against him.
No.
It's a weird year. But I'm not bending over backwards for Scott Satterfield to give him this huge contract because, God forbid, we lose Scott Satterfield. No, thanks. You guys want to go cry about it? That's fine. God forbid we lose Scott Satterfield.
Stillman.
COVID didn't make Eddie Grand call a quarterback draw on third down in the red zone. That wasn't COVID.
He sounds like Matt Jones there, doesn't he? Sounds like COVID.
Yeah, he does.
No, you really do, man. That's fantastic.
No. Terry Wilson had all of the yards. Joey Gatewood, 0-for-4, 0 yards. Bo Allen, 0-for-2, 0 yards. That wasn't COVID, bro.
With that, we'll go to questions first from Tim Sullivan and then to Shannon. Tim, you're muted.
He's still muted.
Still muted.
A lot of people would be excited about that, Tim.
Other check. I'll give him just a moment here. There we go. I think I can hear you, maybe.
Oh, Tim Sullivan.
Shannon's trying to help him, or we'd go to Shannon. Yeah, still don't have you. I'm sorry.
Always tough not being able to answer those questions from Tim Sullivan.
All right, Shannon, we'll go to you.
Poor Tim Sullivan. By the way, Kenny Klein, 1 minute ago, Samuel Williamson has a right toe injury, will not return to today's game. I mean, that was immediate. Yeah. He went to the locker room, and Kenny Klein had that tweet out, like, literally within minutes. All right, it's the mixtape on this Friday. It is The Take. It's all presented by Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. Go ahead.
Frankly, I was kind of wondering if I was going to pull out of this situation because it wasn't showing any improvement.
Both of those are very good numbers. I'm going to go with a B plus. Actually, I'm going to stick with Steve's B plus.
Yeah, because I'd have a hard time. I mean,
Brian, do you have an alarm set for the middle of the show?
Yeah, I had an alarm set. Did you guys hear that on the air?
Yeah, because I thought it was your. Well, his goes off, and it's the exact same alarm.
Yeah, no,
it goes off all the time.
I told Marcus I set reminders on my phone, like cut the bonus hour, cut this.
They
pop up just periodically.
It needs to be vanilla. I don't like chocolate. I don't like Rocky Road. I want vanilla, damn it.
Is that Ants?
That was Ants.
Keep them coming.
Oh, my gosh.
But more importantly, for Mr. Cunningham, he is now a college graduate. So congrats to him on that. His mom tweeted that out last night. So shouts out to Mikhail for getting it done in the classroom as well.
You know, at Virginia last week, really, a lot of turnovers offensively, and then the shutout yesterday. I think they've just steadily been improving as the season's gone, and I think that's what you want to see.
Oh, Nick.
By the way,
how did the other two quarterbacks do, Ron?
Well,
Doesn't Terry's any better.
Everybody sucked.
I'm sick of you saying how bad the other two quarterbacks are. That doesn't mean that Terry's any good at. Terry sucks also.
When I watched that Evansville game, and then all of a sudden you look and you can tell very quickly, Carlick Jones is legit.
What first thing you noticed out of Carlick Jones?
Well, just once he realized I can get to the bucket, and how he was so willing to do that, and how he lived in the paint, and he hit deep threes. You know what I'm saying? He passed the ball well. Carlick Jones is legit.
He's looking good.
I agree with him. Keep him coming.
I've seen a team that's been really, really close, that has lost close games this year that they won last year, and aren't that far away from having a winning record and from being a pretty good team.
Aren't that far away.
By the way, some IG models.
I'm not upset.
Kiki and his and her girls are out on the boat in Miami.
Are they?
How about that?
They? Oh, boy.
Wow.
Some dancing. Oh, well, hey.
I saved another one for you.
Jello shots.
You ready for this one?
Yeah. That's a good one. I like her. That's the baseball girl.
Here, how about this one? It says, pick your girl, Blair or Serena.
It's a win-win. You can't go wrong with the pick. I like Blair.
By the way, I got a couple others for you. How about that one?
Oh, wow. Little tennis skirt. I like the tennis skirts. I like the tennis skirts. Those are good ones.
How about that one?
Enjoying her fruits. Potassium.
Potassium's good, Grossman. Keep them coming.
I am not picky. Light meat, dark meat, a leg, a breast. It doesn't matter. Just give me some of it and give me a bunch of it because I need the meat on the plate.
I love Coach Sat, okay? I've sang the man's name. Like, I love the guy. Scott Satterfield.
We have a TV set up outside. We got some people over right now. It's fun. We got some chairs set up.
How many people you got over?
How many? Just like six.
I want you
just
to count. Like, here, count man. Them out loud
plus,
for me.
Plus a couple girls. Huh?
So it's not a sausage fest.
I cannot understand you.
It is not a sausage fest out at Alabama.
Oh, no, it's fine.
You got the chicks there?
Oh.
What are you drinking?
Huh?
You got chicks there. What are you drinking?
I got the Bud Light Platinums for today.
Buddy Platts?
Yeah, I got a six pack. Yeah, it'll be fun.
I got a six pack. It'll be fine. Keep them coming.
So you're saying you don't want Kentucky to get any first downs rather than just a couple first downs?
Okay, let's let Ron finish. Let's let Ron finish. Settle down.
No, this is Jason Insire. No, it's not.
No,
okay?
Go ahead.
Well, hey, okay. I'm going to go take a hit of my crack pipe now, so go on.
Yeah, okay, do that, Ince, because that's what you need to do.
I had to play referee between those two.
I like it. Keep them coming. And I would have deserved to be kicked in the groin repeatedly for being so dopey.
Anal.
What was that?
I don't know. And I would have deserved
anal.
What's going on?
He's saying uncle on Twitter right now. He's already quitting. He quits everything. A stoplight. I'm going to go home for today. Gotta stop. Oh, my God. That stoplight might give me COVID. Gotta go home. No, you put me in a cage match right now with Jason Ince. He's going to run scared. He's going to yell uncle right now because he's a quitter, and I'm not a quitter. We're not quitting here. No way. No fight. We're going all the way. Bring it on, Ince. I got you, baby. Bring it on right now. You can say uncle. I can hear you all the way from Santa Claus.
Golly. It's a lot of energy for it. It was like 8:30 in the morning when he did that.
Keep him coming.
I want you to listen to me carefully. Eyes on me. We ain't feeling sorry for ourselves. We didn't play our best football. You know it, and I know it.
Yes, sir.
But you didn't quit. You didn't quit. You fought him. You got character. You got something to you. There's a lot of football left to be played.
Yes, sir.
There is a lot of football left to be played. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
We didn't come here to be close. And I'm ticked off by the result. But I'm proud of you guys. And you fought and fought and fought. You stay together. You understand me? You stay together. This team is special. There's something special. There's some special things ahead of you. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Special things ahead of you. That's the truth. So you stay together. I love this football team, man. You got no idea.
No idea.
Full disclosure here. I don't watch a lot of UK football.
You don't?
You know. I mean, I watch.
You got to know the enemy, Ethan. It's the art of war. You have to know your enemy.
Yeah, I mean, now I did watch quite a bit of the Alabama beatdown just because they were getting smashed. But I still haven't seen enough of them. I know that Rodriguez is really good. Their running backs situation's pretty good. I know they don't like their offensive coordinator and the play calling with Eddie Grant. I know that's a constant.
I don't believe him at all.
No.
All right, it's the mixtape on ESPN 680 105.7 presented by Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com.
Hey, John, first of all, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and
for the first game of the season, I thought your team looked pretty good. You should go into panic mode a little bit more frequently. When you made those comments the other day, you were obviously pulling our leg. How are you feeling?
No.
How are you feeling?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send all of you the scrimmage tape, and you will say, how did that team on Sunday play like that and then come out on Wednesday and play like this? If I thought you wouldn't share it with all our opponents, I would really do that.
Okay, I'll take you up on that, but how are you feeling emotionally after the performance tonight? You going to get some sleep tonight?
John, it's one game. Keep them coming.
You lean back in your chair.
Oh, I know.
And you almost put your hands down your
pants. I know.
Rummage Giuliani, what's going on?
Steve, I have to do this. Brian, what are you doing back there? Just so you know, Steve, I keep looking up at Brian, and I want him to join the conversation. He's staring into the computer, and he's just giggling. Like, are you like is the sound that entertaining? Like,
no, I'm having to, truthfully, I'm having to put together a best of 2-hour segment for later today that is going to be played while the game is going on. So
you're putting a 2-hour best of during a show? You don't like the show?
No, I'm listening to you guys. I've listened to the whole show. I'm just multitasking.
Okay, get back to it.
And I came home smiling, and I told my wife. She said, "Wow, was it good?"
Fast and Furious Green. Let's go.
He sees the floor better than any guard. I'm talking about better than Siva, better than some of our better point guards. He sees the floor better than really anybody I can remember. I've been watching since the late 70s, man. I mean, this guy, that pass he threw for the three to Sam, I think it was.
Yep.
Man, I don't think anybody else we've ever had, Steve, I don't think anybody would have made that pass.
Nobody else ever could have passed the ball.
And that guy's older, too. Shame on him.
70s. Shame, he's been watching since the late 70s.
Shame on that guy, honestly. Shame on that fan. keep him coming. Geez. Let's go.
I said Springsteen.
Play the Springsteen one again, Green, if you can.
I said Springsteen.
It's a combination.
Keep them coming. Green texted me while in bed. How about that?
Well, hold on a second here.
You did a video podcast in bed.
That doesn't mean anything.
Boy,
right?
There's a veto right there. You notice? Look at, boy, he's vetoing right now.
Okay, I'm going to compose myself. Just because Crane was texting you from his bed doesn't mean anything sensual was going on. Just like the podcast the other night.
Oh, no, we
nothing
were
sensual
we were,
was going on.
We were sexting.
Were you?
And I
look.
Why you didn't need the veto there?
You freeze. Yeah.
In bed?
That doesn't mean anything.
Boy,
right?
There's a veto right there. You notice? Look at. Boy, he's vetoing right now.
Puma to come in and be a game manager and get that field goal. That's huge in terms of to not turn the ball over and take advantage of positive field position. Your thoughts?
Appreciate the call there, Tommy. Don't care.
I love that.
See, Nulls missed like 9 shots in a row. Here. Keep them coming on ESPN 680 105.7.
I really think Scott Satterfield is as genuine of a coach as maybe that we've covered around here. Seems as straightforward as they come.
Oh, straightforward.
When's the last time you lit someone's face that wasn't your wife?
Never. Ever.
You ever licked a face?
No.
It's okay. Okay, there's a lot of silence there.
Well. No, I'm not blasting.
Is there a guy wearing a mask?
Withers has a mask on
now. Why does he have a mask on?
He didn't earlier. He was playing without a mask earlier. I don't know.
Rummage must have texted him. Said, put the mask on.
Put the mask on.
Maybe wants you to put the mask on. Put the mask on.
Mask up, Kentucky. Mask up.
Satterbum.
Mom screwed up. She told me my doctor's appointment, which she said was on Monday, is now on Wednesday, so I don't know if I'll be back.
What are you going to the doctor for?
Oh, hair loss.
Yeah, Ethan
I got,
is...
I got receding hairline right now. I need to get checked out.
I'm happy you brought this up because I've been wanting to bring this up on air so badly, but I didn't want to embarrass you. But Ethan has been
subject, but yeah, it's fine.
Ethan is absolutely terrified of losing his hair right now.
I used to just have such an afro. It's just so disappointing to see my.
How old are you?
Bald like this.
How old are you?
I'm only 20.
You're only 20? You're losing your hair already?
Yeah, right?
In the front or in the back?
In
the front.
Like front.
Oh, man, that's so sad. Keep them coming to ESPN 680 105.7.
The blunt instruments. Satterbum.
I've got a hot Thanksgiving take.
Oh, here we go. This is what I'm here for.
The Louisville Cardinals are the best 3-6 team in college football.
Oh, God.
I don't know how to react to that.
Bill.
Appreciate the call there, Lawrence. Yeah, look, I think that... thank you for the call, Lawrence. It tells you... let's hang up there. Yeah,
happy.
Texas says it's dumb not to eat vegetables. I disagree.
I take.
I agree with him.
Okay, I don't like
that. That's just because grow you're up. Country.
Grow up. Okay, you want me to change my taste buds, Mitch? Like, try to convince my tongue that I like broccoli? No, this is actually really good. I don't want to spit it out and vomit my napkin. Yeah, this is delicious. It's nothing with growing up, Mitch, is I fundamentally don't like the taste. Grow up.
I'm with you, Struble.
We know you
which
are.
Is not shocking at all, I know.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know.
So you're not getting any balls, just so you know.
Boy, Dabo back at it yesterday, too.
I love
we got to play that. Dabo's still not done taking runs at Florida State.
I love him.
Still not done.
I love Dabo. Like, I know it's a bad thing to say that, but he's just... He's a psychopath, and he's great.
He's what you would want your coach to... It's exactly what you'd want your coach to say right after what happened with Florida State happened. You want to still keep going.
Keep them coming. It's all presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. A couple more minutes. We'll get you out of here into the weekend.
Oh, Mark, I could bore you for hours. What?
You played against a team who embarrassed your rival less than 365 days ago, beat them when they were number one. Probably one of the funnest Next Day shows we've ever had.
Right.
Yes, you would agree with that?
Yes.
You pummel a team by 30 points in an opener where you had freshmen playing, the top grad transfer in the nation almost has a triple-double. You win by 30. Your defense is good.
Keep them coming.
Yesterday.
That's all that Strieble wants to talk about.
Is my betting weekend?
Yes.
Well, right before we went on air, I was watching SportsCenter's top 10, the number 5 play, A.J. Brown just bulldozing 5 freaking Ravens players. Ravens, do you not understand the concept of tackle football?
There it is.
You're frauds. You're done. You're never going to win a Super Bowl. Lamar is trash. He's an average quarterback.
That one hurt.
Wow.
That hurt.
You lick the little magic stick and you find out.
Game getting whacked off.
You lick the little magic stick and you find out.
Grossman, what do you do on Instagram?
Are you an Instagrammer?
Yeah. I mean, I got a nice, solid base.
Your voice got so high there. You got nervous.
A little bit.
Your voice, is fine, but you got so nervous. There's your girl,
Jessica. I was trying to figure out how to say it.
Wow. Ooh, she's like dominatrix in that one.
How about this one?
Well, I don't know. That's, I can't. Andy.
I have a nice
what are you
base.
Doing? What are you doing to me? What are you doing?
I think Kareem's balls just dropped.
Yeah, you know, probably so.
Whoa. Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Nothing. I've been talking to both y'all off air. I'm super excited for college basketball today. It's just really nice. It's a rainy day, which is actually almost perfect for college basketball.
Wait,
and
what?
You got a Louisville matchup at 4 o'clock, which I'm going to watch live.
Rainy.
I'm going to pre-record my Western game, and then I'm going to catch.
I could be
so,
dying
you know, so
on air.
The way it's going to work is 4 o'clock is going to start. 4 to
just
6, we're going to have Louisville basketball,
Brian,
all the way. Then, you know, I can probably fast forward
to
the Western game in about an hour, get that done by
please.
About 5 o'clock. And then, by about...
you'll bring them to the studio, I swear he'll wear them.
7 o'clock. And then I'm going to catch the last hour of the Kentucky beatdown when they're getting beat. When Morehead State's beating Kentucky, you know.
Brian.
Yeah.
We had this discussion off air.
Yeah.
I brought you the single earpiece headphones.
Sorry.
When Steve is in Tennessee, you have got, you have literally got.
Well, why don't you just not cut me off?
No, because it's a conversation, Brian. It's this
crazy thing where, like, you know, we're the on-air host, and there's times we got to talk. So it's
you've
kind of a wild concept.
You've got to get at least a single earpiece.
That's fine, but did he try to talk a whole sentence over me?
17 times he tried to, you know, go back and forth with you.
Okay, I got my earpiece now.
Goodness.
Brutal.
Keep them coming. Couple
Indiana
more.
Started their season a month later than we did, and they have one
they
more
have
win.
They have more win. Yes, they do. And they started later. You're
I
right.
I won the bet with Schriebel already.
And I got to wear those stupid candy pants.
To school.
To right. school. If I ever go back to school, I might be done. That I'm going to get angry again. And I want to get mad. I'm going to break this pen. And I'm Commonwealth Dodge.
Who will like the pants more, your wife or Emily?
Shut up.
You guys are doing some weird things on these UK postgame
shows.
Yeah,
we do.
By the way, Louisville's only up by one right now. Look at Carly Jones, man.
Yeah,
slashing.
Almost missed
and
it
one.
Again.
Almost missed it.
Almost missed it again.
Instead, he made it.
Yeah, guess what almost missing means? He made the damn layup, Strebel.
He made it.
Yeah, if he was going up against a real player, he ain't getting nothing. All 5'9 of them, nothing. Watch him. Almost missed it. And one.
Boy, you really.
Way to go, Carly.
This is what you're going to do. This is it. Okay.
That ball should have fallen out.
Just watch the game.
I'm sorry.
Just watch the game.
I can't help it. This the evil side of me comes out every time Louisville basketball is on.
By the way, Carly Jones had 16 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists tonight.
Wow.
All right, couple more
That's
here.
Good.
I don't know how many we have here, Kareen. I know there's a bunch. Find, you know, the best few here that you like, and we'll get you to the Louisville postgame show here probably in a few minutes. 437-968, let's keep them coming here. It's all presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
I mean, every time when they're around, you've got to have a 20-minute conversation. Jackson going to be awesome. He's going to be an All-American. I'm ask you coming in. He's only 17 years old. He can rip anybody down. He can break anybody's ankles. And then they got Boston. He probably going to be number one pick. Right. And then Tanner Clark going to be number two right behind him. Like, you're like, God, dude.
Can we talk about anything? You'd almost rather talk politics.
I know. Or I'm like, who voted for Biden or Trump? Can we do that? I just wanted to be like, I have COVID. Get out. Like, God, get out.
Everybody gotta go. Just
go. Get out of my house. God.
Oh. Rummage. Yeah. Kicking people out for Thanksgiving.
But Rummage is saying that about Quinn Slezinski.
He is. That's the thing.
That's the big difference. Keep him coming.
Come. Nobody goes home disappointed with me. what I have there. Nobody's going home disappointed.
Whoa.
You're listening to Kentucky.
That's perfect. By the way, the stations might be simulcasting right now because we did that at 6 thinking the game would be over.
Yeah.
So we need to help. Is anyone there to help you? Are you there by yourself,
Are you
by the
yourself,
way?
Jack?
He might be by himself.
Oh, I am quite literally by myself right now.
So what's going on 93.9 right now?
You know as much as I do.
Let's not
go. Yeah. So my guess is that it's probably simulcasting, but if not, I can hit a clip and run over and check real quick.
Go ahead and hit a clip and run over and find out. Keep them coming.
So
up
you're gonna
tape.
Wait. So what happens if you can't get it figured out? Then what happens? You wear a hat the rest of your life, or you just shave it all off?
I'm gonna be wearing a hat, and I might go bald on top, hair on the sides. I don't know.
Oh, the grandpa look cool. I mean, you know, chicks dig that.
I haven't thought that far ahead yet.
You should ask the women that are there, because as you said, it's not a sausage fest. Would they like it if you shaved it all off the top and then just kept it on the sides like grandpa? You should ask them if that's still sexy.
I don't know if I could just go bald, though, because I still have a lot of hair on like the side of my head, so I'd be shaving my head like every other day. That would suck.
We gotta get Ethan hooked up. We gotta get Ethan hooked up with Parsley Waldman. Get him.
Yeah, because then at least you won't go. You'd probably definitely not go bald.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Brandon Lang. It worked for him.
It did work for Brandon. His hair looks great.
Yeah.
His hair looks great. But I think this is a storyline that needs to be dove into more by the professionals on the take, because this sounds like it's got a lot of meat on the bone.
Yes, it does. I've been waiting for this to come up for a while.
If any listeners have any solutions, please let me know.
I'm telling Ethan, Parsley Waldman, they're friends of the station. We gotta get this hooked.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.